You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Hey, it's my birthday. So I have a question for you. Do you think a single year really can redefine the course of your life? As I began and went through my 47th year of life, I discovered lessons that became my stepping stones to phenomenal growth. From truly accepting all of me as a foundation for confidence, to guarding my inner peace and setting clear boundaries, each action I took became a lesson to share. These insights not only reshaped my reality, but also offered me a blueprint to thrive, providing that personal growth and resilience are continuous journeys in this life. But guess what? Each year gives us a blank page. The lessons I've learned while I was 47 have taught me how to continue for my life at 48 with intention and purpose. I have 8 lessons I would love to share with you. And of course, I'll have some journaling prompts at the end for your own reflections. So the first lesson I learned while being 47 is that self-acceptance is key. It's the first step to true confidence. So the first thing, you need to understand your strengths and weaknesses, forgive your past mistakes, which I will say, that is probably the hardest one for me, to celebrate your uniqueness, and to stop comparing yourself to others. Just embrace who you are, because self-acceptance is so empowering. The second lesson, guard your inner peace and contentment. They are your inner compass. So you need to prioritize activities that calm your mind. For me, of course, I like to journal. That calms me. Even just making a list makes me feel calm. I don't know about you, but any form of writing just calms me and centers me. Another thing is to limit exposure to negativity. Just try to avoid it. And if you find yourself getting drawn into it, just be aware and take a step back, because that does not help with your inner peace or contentment. Also, reflect daily on things that you're grateful for. Now, I know some people think, oh, geez, I've heard this all before. But truly, when you write down what you're grateful for, or even just reflect on it, you start to notice the things that you're grateful for throughout the day. Because what you think about, you bring about, right? And also, spend time in nature to reconnect. So I have decided that I want to go outside and take at least one picture a day. Have I done this every day? No, I have not. It's been wind chills of negative 30. I think I even saw negative 50 with the wind chill. It is so cold out here. So that's prohibited me from even stepping outside a few days. But I have even just ventured out on our back porch and taken a couple little videos or pictures. One day I even took one from the window on the inside looking out. So I think it's been important for me to just be in the moment, and that does bring me peace and just a little bit of joy. So protect your peace, because it guides your life's decisions. It really does. It helps you get centered and really listen to yourself and have those quiet moments. They're so important to your mental health. Okay, so the third one. Set clear boundaries. They protect your energy and your focus. learn to say no without guilt. You've just got to do it. Just try to say no to one thing this month, because it might free up your time, even just to take a bath or to sit and have a cup of coffee and look out the window. Anything that will free up a little bit of your time and protect your energy is worth it. Okay, also define your personal and professional limits. You might want to write these down. You know, what are you okay with and what are you not okay with? Where are your limits at? You know, are you going to actually leave work by 5:30 every day, or are you not going to do 2 hours of work at home, maybe just a half an hour? I don't know. Whatever it is, try to set some limits with yourself. I know when I was teaching, that was really hard, so hard to do. One of the small things I did was I did not have email on my phone. I did not have work email on my phone the last few years I worked. I just needed to set some boundaries. Otherwise, I was constantly on. Also, communicate your boundaries clearly if you need to those around you. Even just having that mindset that I guard myself and whatever you're working on might be important, and so you cannot be interrupted during certain times, or when you come home, you need 10 minutes to yourself just to relax, whatever it might be. Communicate those boundaries, and also respect others' boundaries as well. So start being aware of other people's boundaries and try not to cross those. So just know that boundaries are essential for healthy relationships and self-respect. Okay, number 4, practice positive self-talk because it shapes your reality. So I remember I was not aware consciously of how much self-talk affects us until I was in my mid-20s. And something I do is when I'm having a negative thought, if it sneaks its little sneaky way on in there, I will just say, stop it. Just stop. I don't want to think that. I remember telling my youngest daughter that several years ago, and she thought that was hilarious because, you know, personifying your negative thoughts is pretty funny to a 4-year-old or however old she was then. But I was like, just yell at it. Say, stop it. Get out of here, thought. So you can do that too. It works for me at 48 now. Okay, the other thing is to replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. So if you look at yourself and you think, oh, I do not look good, or I don't like the way I look, or you say something terrible about yourself, start changing that language and instead just saying, I appreciate my body. It has gotten me so many places. I've had so many amazing experiences. I appreciate my body. Some of those things are really powerful. I know it might sound fake or funny. You don't want to say anything that feels really fake to you. And even if you can't say a positive affirmation, if it's about yourself, say, maybe just put your arms around yourself and just like hug yourself and sway, like rock back and forth a little bit. I know that sounds strange to some, but it actually helps. So try that out. Also, encourage yourself like you would a friend. This is so important. If you start saying nasty things to yourself, ask yourself, would I say that to my friend? Or would my friends allow someone to talk to me like that? Probably not. You really got to think about your self-talk and what you're saying between your ears. Focus on your potential and not your limitations. And your words have power, so choose them wisely. Okay. Next up is to show self-compassion. It's okay to be imperfect. So acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Don't be too hard on yourself and learn from failures instead of dwelling on them. So I have been working on a book, and knowing that it doesn't have to be perfect through my first, you know, pass through has been very freeing. And just getting something down is better than nothing. And then you can always go back and revise it. So I've been really gentle with myself. I do not think I could have written a book in my 30s even, or early 40s, because I was just too darn hard on myself. And I probably just would have sat there and been like, I don't even know what to write, because I would have been frozen. So be compassionate with yourself as you are to other people. Okay, so this is number 6 lesson. Commit to personal growth. Every day is a chance to evolve. Set small, achievable goals. Seek new experiences and knowledge. Reflect on your daily learnings. And be open to change and new perspectives. I think the last one is just being open to new perspectives. It helps just open up your mind. Not that you have to agree with everything, but I do think it's so important to take those in. And also just setting small achievable goals. I'm the type of person who will write out a list of things I want to accomplish in a day. And it's honestly, yeah, maybe I could do that in 3 days or a week, but one day is just not humanly possible. So I'm always setting these lofty goals, thinking I will actually get them done in a day, and it just doesn't happen. So that is something I really have learned about myself this past year. And so I am trying to set smaller, achievable goals instead of writing out like a list for some that maybe 5 people could do in a day, but not one. Okay. And number 7, nurture mindful relationships. They enrich your journey. Invest time in meaningful connections. Listen actively and empathetically. Recognize if you're consistently giving more than you get, and be present in your interactions. So first of all, mindful relationships are so important, because I think I've probably said this on the podcast before, but when you say the most important thing to me is my family, but then when you're actually in the same room as your family and you're just looking at your phone, or you're constantly cleaning, which, you know, I have a problem with that too, but I try to like make those moments count with my kids and my husband, and just try to connect in meaningful ways. I'm also someone who is constantly in touch with people I've met throughout my life. I'm still in contact with a lot of my friends from high school, college, just because relationships mean a lot to me. And I love hearing, you know, how people are, what they're up to. And so that is something that's very important in my life. But also, I've realized, especially the past few years, but this year I've really thought about it maybe a little bit more, is to recognize if you're consistently giving more than you get. And I understand that sometimes our friends or family members are going through difficult times, and that, you know, give them grace 100%. But if you're in a relationship where you're constantly the one giving and not really having any acknowledgement or any effort on the other end, just be aware of that and consider if this is something you want to keep consistently putting your energy into, or if it's time to kind of let that go. And so to wrap that up, just know that mindful relationships should bring depth and joy to your life. They should not be toxic or constantly draining you or making you feel like you're second guessing yourself. Like, does this person even like me, or do they even care that, you know, I reach out or whatever? So that was another one. Okay. And the last lesson, recognize your resilience. You're stronger than you know. This one is so important. I think I said this, you know, a few years ago too, after my dad died, and I just have had hip replacement surgery and all these things. But I also think like recognizing your resilience is so important, especially when you're reflecting on the past year or 5 years or your whole life, whatever it is. So just recalling the past challenges that you've overcome and how you've handled things. I feel like I handle things better than I used to, as far as just not letting things bother me as much. Also just knowing that adversity is a growth opportunity, which sometimes I'm like, oh, come on. What am I supposed to learn now? I'm really tired of learning lessons. Can't things just go smoothly? So, but just if you accept that and know that it's just part of your soul or your person, like you growing and becoming a better person and using it in that some way, because you're meant to help others or serve others in some way because you're going through whatever experience. Just know you just got to accept it. You just, some things you can't control, unfortunately. So accepting it as a growth opportunity kind of helps me. And I'm wondering, what the heck? Why? It does help. So also lean on your support network when you need it. It's okay to ask for help. I know for a long time, it was really hard for me to ask for help. And whenever I did, I felt bad about it. And now I just think, no, if I really need help, I need to ask. And know who to ask so you're not disappointed. Also celebrate your ability to bounce back, because I'm sure all of us have bounced back in a multitude of ways. And after several different experiences, we've all bounced back, and it's just part of life. So we need to celebrate that, because we're pretty awesome if we can do that and at least keep trying to show up even when it's hard. So remember, your resilience is a testament to your strength. But as an aside, it's also okay to not be resilient some days and to just have a bad day and cry and feel bad. And that's all right, because life's rough sometimes. Okay, so just remember each of these lessons learned in the year of turning 47 offers a testament to the potential for growth and change at any age. I am nearing 50. Crazy. Okay, so reflecting on these lessons as I step into another year, I've discovered that age is not just a number, but a narrative for continual growth and newfound strength. Each year is a new chapter, so write yours with intention. It's super exciting to me. It's like a blank page and a new chapter is starting. So I can just close the other chapter, take with me all the good and all the lessons, and move on and let go of the rest. So of course, I have some journal prompts for self-reflection for all of you if you're interested. So the first one is to reflect on your own life this past year. What lessons have you learned, and how have they shaped your approach to the future? Number two, consider the concept of self-acceptance. In what ways can you have greater acceptance of yourself to enhance your confidence? And three, think about your personal growth. What steps can you take to ensure that you are continuously evolving and embracing new experiences? And also, if none of those appeal to you, you could possibly write about one of the lessons I talked about if it resonated with you, and if you think that you'd like to explore that a little bit further. So, as always, please rate and share if you think that this would help anybody else. Please share the podcast. I'm not doing this for a lot of money or anything like that. I just want to share, and I want others to self-reflect and journal, and hopefully it helps other people. And so let me know what you think, and happy birthday to me. I hope if it's anybody else's birthday out there, you're having a great day too. Or Capricorns or January birthdays, happy birthday.